Play with your heart, Kat.
I will follow my heart.
That's what you should do.
Following your heart is normally a terrible idea.
But it's all I know.
What about your stomach? Follow your stomach.
Follow your gut.
Your gut. The best way to your heart is for your stomach, so you know.
This is
that's
true.
Like a close second.
Only if you're a man.
Yeah, and I'm a man.
The best way to a man's stomach is through his skeleton.
It's through his skeleton. No, it's not true.
How do I archive?
The
there
best
go.
Way for to a man's skeleton is through his skin.
I need to play this mission.
It's
again.
Something a necromancer would say.
That's right. Rock me, baby. Baby. Rock me, baby. Baby. That's right.
Hello, Governor, and welcome to Gentlemen Discussing Video. We got Everdark.
Hello.
We got Evilogram.
Hey.
We got Happy Man.
Aldo.
We got Moogle Pies.
The quality of sausages in this podcast has gone drastically down.
Yes, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Let's just never use that slogan again. How about that?
Yeah, let's just say coming at you live, because that's better.
Coming at you live from...
We're coming at you live from True for Consequences, New Mexico. That is a real city.
Let us respond to all of the... I'm so amazed that there's a city in America called Gun Barrel that's near a city called Boulder in Colorado. A town called Gun Barrel near Boulder. They just name places after things they've seen.
Yep.
Get your Ipswich game on. Actually, no, United States has an Ipswich, doesn't it? Never mind. Let's do the comments. Bloom says, I think the next show you should double the number of segments within segments and also do video game raps while playing Mitch's Spot the Liewolves, also pontificating about your favorite video game related bathroom peripheral.
Bathroom peripherals. Ooh.
So, guys, what is your favorite video game related bathroom peripheral?
What is the definition of bathroom peripheral?
Something you use in a bathroom, I would assume. You know, a toothbrush, soap, shampoo.
The characters owls. In Cave Story are soap, I would say them.
Oh yeah, they are, aren't they? A lot of people tell you Balrog's a toaster, they're wrong. They're all soap.
Or lunchbox.
He is a lunchbox.
Oh yeah. But actually, hold up. Is he the lunchbox? No, I still think
I'm going to say Balrog is a fucking toaster because he has those wings, like arms, that he fucking uses to fly around.
No,
those are the things you push down on a toaster.
Look it up, Bar of Soap. Why would he have two? Why would he have two if he was a toaster?
Because you want to toast two breads independently.
Kendrick Lamar says No Man, No Fish Heads, worst episode ever. And then Kamal Lendrick says No Man, No Fish Heads, best episode ever. Anonymous says maybe Fishhead's actor was not feeling well. No, Fishhead's voice actor got a job, and now he's too cool. Bob says the Neverhood in response to your conundrum. What was the conundrum, and why is the Neverhood answer?
Games that take place in one area.
Hmm.
Which is the conversation that got completely out of hand and ended up being about nothing.
Oh, okay, right.
So Neverhood all one area? Then.
I heard Armicrog came out recently and people didn't like it. Nobody has an opinion on that here.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what Armicrog is. And
same here.
Not interested in
it. I keep hearing it mentioned, but I have no idea what it is.
Shonen says The Prince of Persia, Sands of Time all takes place in one place, but...
I don't think it does. There's multiple levels in that game.
Yeah,
might be set in, like, one area.
I'm pretty sure it's set in two different countries, isn't it?
Technically, the whole thing is just a story which the guy's telling in one room.
Oh, that's Dragon Age 2 as well. By the way, fuck that game.
Fuck Dragon Age 2 in the butt.
Fuck all the Dragon Ages.
Dragon Age 1's alright.
1 is okay.
Yeah, it's alright.
He also posted a link that says that a Vancouver-based shop is selling $1,200 and handcrafted artisanal firewood. But then I don't know.
Nice.
I don't know what that has to do. Oh, right. It's a, like the stuff on Kickstarter Watch, but it's an actual shop. Yeah. I mean, I don't understand why people use the word artisanal to describe something expensive, because an artisan is generally a poor working person. So, whatever.
Is that all the comments?
No, so there are other comments. Someone else has posted a video called Oh Ho Ho for Mitch, but he's not here, so he can't watch it.
Oh, that's a... rich anime girls laugh.
Rich anime girls laugh.
Rich anime girls
oh,
laugh.
Oh, that laugh. So smug.
It's the Ojo-sama laugh. I don't know why I know this. I hate anime.
Sir, you do.
I do.
I bet you watch more anime than Mitch.
No, that's impossible, even if I did like anime.
Oh, and Sigma says, with my new job, my commute now takes me past the famous Cabazon Dinosaurs, California.
California. What? Oh, yeah, so before we forget again, you may have noticed that previous episodes we talked about watching Advent Children, Final Fantasy Advent Children.
Mm.
Well, we watched it, and we were going to discuss it on the podcast, and we completely forgot. So we're just going to not talking about it, because... us forgetting about Advent Children says enough about Advent Children, I think.
It's the least descript movie I've ever watched.
Yeah, it's really bad and just boring.
But we should watch The Wizard at some point.
Yeah. It's like
the
anime
type. We should watch
type
other
of...
movies that have things to do with the Cabazon Dinosaurs as well.
Like what?
What about the Pee Wee Herman movie? We could watch that.
Ooh.
No.
California.
Please stop saying California.
No.
California.
That is exactly what Catman sounds like.
That sounds amazing in every Dark voice.
We have received some voicemails. I will now show you these voicemails, and I think we got another one from... Oh my god, we've got a new one as of today from Jay Fischetti. Oh no. Okay, we'll listen to that one first. He says, Triscuits are objectively the greatest snack cracker, but only the rosemary and olive oil kind. Fuck the garlic kind.
Hey, gentlemen. It's been a while. I didn't get to you guys last month because I've been really busy working on things. Anyway, I want to know if you guys saw anything new from Comic-Con that you liked. In August, Comic-Con 88 happened, and there's a ton of cool games showing off. Games like Toho Skydrift, Black Maria Overdrive, Yohojo Simulator, and like Neo Aquarium 2, Ace of Seafood. Ace of Seafood looks like the true successor to Zone of the Enders 2. Anyway, beyond that, I'm wondering, Fishheads, have you modded your Xbox yet? If not, hit me up, baby, I'll set you up good. Oh, and Happy Man? And actually, you know, fuck it, I'm gonna say Happy Man. Okay, all you guys, next time you get that fucker get on the show, the guy who's told the trivia bullshit about linked fucking universes, which is totally bullshit, by the way. Fuck that. Yeah, that motherfucker, I'll show him what's what with trivia. I'll ace that piece of shit. I'm a freaking genius. I don't got time for this garbage, though. Too busy doing amazing shit. Just ask Fishheads. He knows me. He knows me good. Fucking New York, upstate yuppie. Fuck that. Upstate's a garbage state. Anyway, tell me about your Comic-Con games. Next time, I got a better question in mind for you, and you're gonna like it.
It's unfortunate we don't have Adam here this week, because actually...
He would actually know what he was talking about.
Yeah,
he's probably the only person who's watching Comic-Con stuff.
Chris?
Hey.
Do you have any idea what he's talking about?
A just Japanese a comic bit. Convention.
This is Jay, right?
Yeah.
He watched Comic-Con stuff. He played a ton of the random games there. He tried to get me to play some of them, but they didn't work on my computer. I don't really know why.
Oh.
I'm trying to see if there's a list of games that were either announced or present at Comic-Con.
Black Maria Overdrive is one that you can search for on YouTube and find footage of. He was into it. It looked kind of whatever.
It looked kind of whatever.
Yeah.
I like things with the name Overdrive in them.
It's basically a game about some animu girl who has like a lance or whatever, and you can charge it up and like zoom across the screen and stuff.
What was that game that was supposed to be the successor to Zone of the Enders 2?
It was Neo Aquarium.
Neo Aquarium, King of Crustaceans.
King of Crustaceans? Now I'm
interested. Yeah, it's like a mecha game, but you're seafood. Seafood, like sea animals, like crayfish and stuff.
I'm Googling it, but all I'm getting is videos of actual aquariums, so... Hey-ho, diddly-do. Ooh, how to make a coconut hide for an aquarium.
What other voicemails do we have?
My goodness. This... No.
We've got another Connections voicemail, of course.
Okay.
And this time he's put a 2-minute gap in the middle for us to try and answer his devious questions. So
I see. Well, let's try that then, shall we, when we get to the gap?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey gentlemen, Specs here again, and I'm very disappointed in all of you. Was my connection challenge last time really that difficult? I mean, who hasn't heard of Chili Con Carnage? It's the best game on PSP. And Nicholas A. Anderson is a top-tier husbando. Well, that's fine, because this time I'm back with something easier. This time you can easily connect the two characters with nothing but in-universe connections, meaning there's no need to resort to using voice actors or development studios like last time. At the request of Happy Man, I'll be banning the use of Super Smash Bros. In this challenge because it's just too easy. And I'll also be banning the use of Super Mario Maker because it contains all of the amiibos from Super Smash Bros. As playable characters. If you do get stuck, then feel free to use developers, but not publishers or consoles, meaning that you can say things like Jupiter made Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories and The World Ends With You, but not that Square Enix published Hitman and Lightning Returns. Your characters this time are Alex Kidd from Alex Kidd in Miracle World and Simon Belmont from the Castlevania series. I'll give you a couple of minutes to link them this time. Here's a clue, though. You might need to link to non-video game media, such as film, TV, comics, or cartoons. Anyway, good luck.
Oh, Captain N. First of all, Simon Belmont is in Captain N.
Captain N is like Nintendo only, though, isn't it? And Alex Kidd, if I'm not mistaken, was Sega?
Yeah, so we need to connect Captain N with something else.
Well, Alex the Kid obviously connects to Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed, and that gives us a lot of leverage.
Let's see, who actually was in Captain N?
I have absolutely no idea. I know it had a deformed midget Mega Man in it, but I never actually watched it. Mega Man, Kid Icarus, Metroid, Punch-Out, Castlevania, Mario Brothers.
Mm. Oh wait, Mario Brothers?
Yeah.
Who's from Mario Brothers?
I thought it had a Mario Brothers character in it.
Oh, it has DK though.
Oh, it has DK. Well, there you go. Done. So, it has Paperboy in it. If we had to link to Paperboy, we'd be fine right now. What is outside? Hate Paperboy.
Hating Paperboy. What a pleb.
Shit game. What are we connecting now? We're connecting anything from Captain N with anything from Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. Is there any
Alex
overlap?
Alex Kidd was in Sonic Racing. Sonic was with Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. Mario fought Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong was in Captain N. Simon Belmont was in Captain N.
There. Done. There's our answer.
Well, good job, Pappy.
So, did you manage it this time?
Fuck yeah.
Let's see how you did. Man. Alex Kidd, known in some circles as Alex the Kid, was Sega's main platforming character before Sonic the Hedgehog. Because of this, Alex the Kid appears alongside Sonic the Hedgehog in Sega's All-Star games, of which the best is probably Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing Transformed. Sonic the Hedgehog competes with many characters from the Mario universe in the Mario and Sonic at the Olympic and Winter Olympic Games series.
Here we go.
Mario is the protagonist of Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars and can encounter Samus Aran asleep in a bed in Peach's Castle game. If you talk to her, then she says she's resting up for the fight with Mother Brain. Mother Brain is the antagonist in Metroid, Super Metroid, and Metroid Other M, but also in the Deke cartoon series, Captain N the Game Master. In Captain N, Captain N's sidekicks in the fight against Mother Brain are Mega Man, Pit from Kid Icarus, and Simon Belmont from Castlevania. Alternatively, I've just remembered the Sonic and Mega Man crossover Archie Comics series, which allows these connections to be made in as little as 3 steps. From Captain N, it's also interesting to see that we can link out to real life. King Hippo is one of Mother Brain's henchmen and is fought in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. From here, the obvious connection can be made from Mike Tyson to real life, which is where Mike Tyson spends most of his time, theoretically allowing us to link back to any character we want.
Well, okay then.
Thanks for that.
I followed pretty much the same path that you did, yeah. Specs. I'm on your level.
I think Happy Man's was a bit better, actually. It was a bit less tenuous.
Yeah, it was simpler.
Although Specs is second.
A couple less steps.
Whatever.
Yeah. Anything that connects into real life is an instant win, I guess. So.
Mike Tyson, real life. Blech. Honestly.
I don't think he even exists.
Mike Tyson is a fairy tale.
Exactly. Not really a fairy tale.
I mean, has anyone even seen him before?
Adults just tell it to their children to keep them scared at night.
Yeah, if you don't go to bed, Mike Tyson will bite your ear off.
So... Bloom has sent us text-to-speech.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck that.
No more.
Oh, no.
No, you gotta listen to it. It's the last
one.
Yes.
Hello, gentlemen. Your podcast is a great ray of hope in an otherwise terrible life filled with early access games, marauding telepathic spiders, and the existence of Taco Bell. Between all the awful fake-slash-real news and bad answers to Family Feud, you do occasionally talk about video games, which is nice. My question to you all is, if your favorite video game was a sandwich, what kind of sandwich would it be? Very truly yours, Bloom.
A hero.
A hero sandwich?
A hero.
What's in a hero sandwich?
I have no fucking idea, I just know that's a type of sandwich.
Hero sandwich.
I guess my favorite game is Super Metroid, or one of the Metroid games, then my sandwich would have, like, foil... because there's lots of metal in it, and lots of viscera, because you blow stuff up, I guess.
Foil and viscera.
So, I think not a very pleasant sandwich.
That's a literal interpretation of a sandwich.
You could also say that I get more and more taste as you go deeper into the layers of the sandwich, maybe. I don't know.
Apparently a hero sandwich is just a sub-sandwich, so it doesn't definitely doesn't count as a type of sandwich. That's too general. Let me think. I don't really have a favorite game, but for sake of argument, if I say Mother 3, then it would probably be a really delicious baguette that's incredibly long. So I love every minute of it, but it also kind of makes me depressed that I'm eating such...
Because you get to the end of a sandwich and you've got no more sandwich left.
Well, also generally just because the sandwich contains a bit of sadness sprinkled in with its kind of, you know, lettuce, onions, tomatoes, maybe tikka sadness. Chicken, cheese...
I guess if I answered the Metroid one, it would literally be a jellyfish sandwich as well.
I can't think of anything less appetizing than a jellyfish sandwich.
I don't
right
know.
Now.
People eat jellyfish? I don't know.
Wouldn't it be really?
I don't know if it's a thing you can eat. Is
disgusting.
It a thing you can eat? I don't know.
It'd be really soggy.
It would as well.
It would be really moist.
Stop saying moist.
Moist.
Everdark, what's your game sandwich?
It's a bit of a trouble to find out because my favorite game is Breath of Fire 3 and I have no idea what kind of a sandwich it could be.
Well, maybe it would be
maybe like something like a sub sandwich with all the fillings because it has such a large variety of things in the game.
Maybe
I played
it would also
recently. I stopped at when you had to make the sushi dish for the fucking mayor in the corner of the earth, and I just got bored. Because you have to go to every corner of the world getting different ingredients, and then you have to do that, and it's just a fucking chore. And I just stopped at that point. It's enough.
I'm looking up, typically American foods, because my favorite game is Earthbound, and it's pretty, like, a pretty American game for a Japanese game. And... I look at the Wikipedia and I see something called a son of a bitch stew.
Wow, that's the most American sounding food, I think.
Yep.
Son of a bitch stew. What's in it?
It's just like a beef stew that you make with whatever is handy, basically.
A cowboy dish of the American West. You see, this is the sort of thing that people say in movies that I you know, you assume just doesn't really exist.
It sounds like it is, but like, I'm going to make son of a bitch stew out of you.
But yeah, those are our sandwiches. Great question. Thanks for that. Chris, you got a sandwich? Or are you not a sandwich kind of person?
Didn't I answer this already? A hero.
Yeah, but
it is a type of sandwich.
Too generic a kind of sandwich.
Oh, fuck, damn it.
Okay, our next segment shall be whatever our next segment is.
Family Feud.
Family Feud. Heavy Man, take us away. Take us away.
I'm fucking gonna randomize the team, so it's only, okay. Well, it's only four guys, so it's not a big randomizing, but
you feel the need to use, you know, only the best quantum random number generators.
It's going to be Catman and Evilogram versus Everdark and Mogulpius.
Well, sorry Mox, but we lost this game.
No, you didn't. Come on.
Sorry, Chris, we lost this game.
The longest undefeated player in Family Feud.
Here I am.
Which one of you will be the team leader? Actually, since it's only two people, I'm going to make one of you take the lead on the first round and one of you do the fast money.
Okay.
Okay.
On your team, so whoever doesn't do one
in that case,
the I'll take the first.
Okay. I would rather do the fast money.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And then Muggle does fast money. Casman, Evilgram, what about you?
I'll do fast money.
Okay, and then it will be Evdark and Evilgram. Hands on your buzzards. Do you know how this works, Evilgram?
Basically, I watch a show.
Okay, that's fine. That's good. You know how it works, then. Yeah. So, Everdark, Evilgram, you ready?
I'm ready.
Basically.
I want you to give me a game that has mummies in it.
Everdark. Castlevania.
That is number three.
Excellent.
And you have control of the board, Everdark and Mool.
Since Mitch isn't here, I'm going to have to give this even if it's the wrong answer. The mummy returns.
Number one answer.
Yes!
Oh, damn!
Gee whiz.
Games with mummies in.
Hmm. Will you pass or play, guys?
Well, Everdark's captain, we can decide.
Hold on, let me...
Have a think for a second.
Do you have anything? Think. Do you have anything?
Have a think. Go pass. We've got number one, we've got number three.
Okay, we'll pass.
Catsman and Evilogram. Games that have mummies in them.
I wish that I could pass it back to them immediately. I've got what I think is a pretty common one. Can I go with that? Zelda Majora's Mask.
Good option.
Ding, number two.
Good answer.
Well, we got
good
the top
answer.
Three. Things are going to get harder now.
Adam!
You do yours, Chris. I don't know.
Diablo 2.
That's a good answer.
Not on the board.
No. Screw you, people. Diablo 2 is a great game.
Had a ton of mummies.
Did. I'm going to say Decap Attack.
It's a good answer. Not on the board, but that game's awesome.
Oh, well.
So, okay, yeah, so Moogle and Everdark, you may steal the board of one right now.
Let's go Zelda 1.
That is... No, that's not on the board because I just put all the Zeldas into one because that's what I do.
Oh, bollocks. Like, you're inconsistent with that as well. That's really annoying.
No, I'm not. The only time I don't put them all into one, like, series, is when... Fucking, they were all the same answer, and I just had to, like, games that have long cutscenes, I just had to put every Metal Gear Solid game in, because there was no other
answers. There was no other answers given to that question.
So sorry, but, Catsman and Evilgram gets the points.
Right.
Huh.
The Cap Attack is vindicated.
Games that have mummies in them. Number 7, DuckTales. Number 6, Zombies Ate My Neighbors. Number 5, Metal Slug.
Yeah.
And number four, Summer Lesson. What the fuck?
How many people said Summer Lesson?
It's also Metal Slug 2, not Metal Slug 1, but yes.
Yeah. I have no idea how Summer Lesson made it on there. I never played it, but you know. Anyway, somebody fucking trolled their answers big time. Okay, it is Everdark and Evilgram. I want you to give me a game with a hunger mechanic. Everdark.
Minecraft.
Number one answer, pass or play.
Wow.
Play.
Okay, go. More games with hunger mechanics.
Don't starve.
Number 5,
Moogle, do you have anything?
How about Rogue?
That is not on.
Fuck you people, honestly. Rogue is not on the board about a game with hunger mechanics. I swear to God, you people, I hate you. You're the one that plays... I don't play survival games, so...
Yeah, but I don't play them either, except Minecraft.
Go on, Daisy, why not?
Number 7.
Okay, well, that's on the board.
You're on the hot
streak. Well, if we continue with this stuff, we can go with... Moogle, do you know any other games like this?
I don't play survival games. I purposefully avoid survival games like the fucking plague. So I am...
As you should.
As I should. Yeah. I fucking hate them.
Oh yeah, I know one. H1C1.
Go ahead, if you go.
That is not on the board.
What?
And Cats and Man and Evil Graham, you may steal the board with one correct answer.
I have one answer, but it's a bit weird.
Okay, I have one which is maybe a bit more conventional, considering it was on top of Steam for a while.
You do yours.
Ark, that Ark game. The one with the dinosaurs.
That is not on the board.
Son of a bitch. What was your answer, Catman?
My answer was The Sims.
Oh. That was on the board.
Yeah!
Oh.
The ones you missed were The Sims at number 6, NetHack at number 4, Fallout New Vegas at number 3, and Metal Gear Solid 3 at number 2. Seriously, guys.
Oh, that was obvious. I should have answered that.
God damn. I was tempted to say Fallout, but I thought, no. Yeah, I should have said it, really.
Yes, you should.
Okay. Everdark, Emily, this is the last one of the first round. I want you to give me a game set in the 1980s. Everdark.
Metal Gear Solid 5.
Number 3 answer.
Damn it.
Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Number 1.
Yeah. What do you think?
Passive play.
What do you think, ED?
I don't have anything.
No, will you pass or play?
This is what I think. We should really play, I guess. I'm trying to think about different games.
Hotline Miami.
Number 2.
What? Someone said something?
Hotline Miami is number 2.
I was thinking about that one, but I didn't say anything. I didn't hear anyone say it. The mumble's fucking up again. Fuck you, Catsman.
Sorry.
It's all your fault. Games set in the 80s.
It was acceptable in the 80s.
It's really tempting to pick, like, I don't know, some film tie-in from the 80s. I'm trying to think of film tie-ins from the 80s. Not really having much success, though.
Yeah, same here. Should we pass?
Oh, you can't pass now. You already kept playing.
You can't pass. You've got to keep going. You have to keep going once you start. So we have to say something, I guess. So let's say... Batman.
That is not on the board.
Didn't think it would be. I'm trying desperately to think of anything
else.
I thought
of it also.
You got any more film tie-ins from the 80s? Action film from the 80s? Anything?
Terminator?
That is not on. And Catman, Evil Graham, you may steal the board with one correct answer.
Okay, you got anything?
I don't really know anything about the 80s.
Okay, I've got... two different answers that could possibly be it. I really hope that I don't fuck this up. Okay, let's say Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Ooh, that's a good option.
That is the number 5 answer.
Yeah.
My other one was Back to the Future.
Ooh.
That's not on.
No.
Ooh,
The ones you didn't get, Ghostbusters at number 7, so there was a film time.
Yeah, see, I was thinking film time during the 80s. I'm like, is that one? I'm not sure.
Mother 1 at number 6, and Shenmue. At number 4.
Shenmue.
Goddamn.
Shenmue.
Catsman and Evil Graham are in the lead. That means Moogle will take the first fast money round.
Okay, hold up. I'm just going to go to the toilet. See folks later.
Wow.
Bye, guys.
All right, Moogle.
Who's doing fast monies?
You.
Hello, this is Happy Man, and Catsman went away and muted and deafened himself during Moogle's fast money round, but what he didn't realize was that in doing so, he also deafened the recording, so we actually don't have Moogle's fast money answers now. So, Catsman's pretty dumb, but there's nothing we can do about that, and you're just gonna have to hear Moogle's answers when I give them out after the contest. Sorry.
Sorry.
Catsman?
Yeah.
Give me a rap song from a game.
50 Cent.
give me the best console for multiplayer.
N64.
Wow.
Already been said.
GameCube.
Give me a game that you get sweaty while playing.
Masturbation.
Seaman.
I'll give you another shot.
Seaman. No.
Okay.
Wii Fit.
Okay.
That was good.
Give me
just
one second.
Going through the raps we could have had. We could have had Pumpkin Hill.
Oh, goddamn Pumpkin Hill.
Fire Freak Knuckles. Unlike Sonic, I don't chuckle. Let's see.
Why, Knuckles? Why do you not chuckle?
He is sad.
Because he would rather flex his muscles, told you.
He's also thinking about emerald things.
You could chuckle and flex your muscles at the same time, Knuckles.
Yes, you can, as proven by Soda Popinski.
Not really a chuckling, it's more of a kind of Ganon laugh.
Yes. Here we go. Moment of truth.
Okay.
Yeah. Moogle. Rap song from a game. You said the DK rap. That is the number one answer.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, baby.
Best console for multiplayer. You said N64. That is the number four answer.
Whoa.
Game you get sweaty while playing. Just Dance. That is not on the board.
Really? Okay.
Oh, what a shame.
This is going to be close.
Yeah, Catsman, rap song from a game. You said 50 Cent. That is not on the board.
Thank God.
That was a good answer. All I could think of was 50 Cent Blood on the Sand.
Why is it the N64?
It's a self-titled song.
Yeah.
You could have gone with, like, anything from Mad World or Max Anarchy.
Yeah,
I should have gone with Pumpkin Hill. That's what I really should have
console,
said.
Best console for multiplayer, that is, you said the GameCube, that is number six.
What?
This is all good.
If anybody has picked a console that doesn't have four controller ports on, I hate you.
They probably get the Wii.
Game that you get sweaty while playing, Wii Fit, that is the number one answer.
Okay, that's legit.
Avidark and Moogle, 20 points. Catsman and Evilgram, 29.
Oof.
Catsman and Evilgram are the winners.
Just pasting. Give us the answers to the fast money stuff.
Yes. Name a rap song from a game. Bottom Top, SSX Tricky. Persona 3, Mass Destruction.
Mm. Ooh.
Buck Bumble.
Yeah, Bumble!
Fuck Buck Bumble.
I remember Buck Bumble.
From Dead Island, Who Do You Voodoo, Bitch?
Wow.
From Shenmue, Hip the Hop, which is a great song. From Parapet Rapper, Chop Chop, Master Onion, and number one is the DK Rap. Yeah. Nobody said Diggity Dog. Are you serious? Nobody said Diggity Dog.
Is that really a rap?
That is not a rap. You can't have that.
I don't count that as a rap.
Best console for multiplayer. Number seven, Dreamcast. GameCube. Xbox 360, N64, Wii U, Wii, and number one, like the true contrarian nerds our fans are, they said the PC for number one.
Should have seen that coming.
God damn.
I should have been playing the meta there, really.
It's not even a console!
It's not.
You can't argue with democracy, Chris. This is democracy.
That's like voting for D's nuts.
A game that you get sweaty while playing, from bottom to top, League of Legends. Bayonetta, Rayplay, Wii Sports, Dark Souls, DDR, and number one was Wii.
Yeah, I should have picked DDR instead.
Those are some good answers there.
I would have won if I picked DDR. Oh well, never mind.
Dark Souls is a good pick.
I got sweaty while playing Soma. Very, very sweaty.
Should be jealous. Should kill you. Alright, another loss. I'm on a losing streak, but it's fine. I'll pick myself up.
I'm so obsessed with streaks, Moogle.
I tried, Moogle.
It's okay.
But could this be the beginning of a new streak?
Yeah, it's a losing streak. I've been on it for a while now.
A winning streak, I was talking about, actually.
No, a losing streak.
We don't have Mitch, so we're just going to talk about the news like normal people instead of listening to some fucking bullshit about how Duck went into a GameStop and started stealing crisps or holding people up at gunpoint or something.
At Duck Point.
Duck Point. So instead, we will just have normal news. Does anyone have anything news-related that they want to talk about very quickly? You know, anything happening in the land of video games that has captured your attention?
Star Citizen dev people whose name completely escapes me are suing the Escapist for a news article that they wrote. That's entertaining.
That is very entertaining. Did anyone read the article that Escapist wrote?
I haven't. I've seen a summary, but I haven't read it.
I read the whole thing, and it's insane. It's the testimony from a bunch of ex-employees, not just like one or two, but like a large number, and they make working conditions at the company sound basically insane, and they make it sound like it's being mismanaged to all hell.
Star Citizen, the Roberts guy, he posted a rebuttal to it or whatever.
He did.
And he's now sued them.
Yes, he sued them. He's posted his notice online as well.
The fact that they've sued them says one of two things. It either means that they're trying to silence it because they know it's completely and utterly true, or it means that they have evidence that it isn't true in the slightest. And
wow, it's either true or it's not true.
No, it's not like
what a shocker.
No, it's either completely true or it's completely false. No, there's no middle ground where there's some of it that's true and some of it that isn't.
There probably is middle ground, though, to be fair. It's probably going to be a combination of actual things and things being said by disgruntled employees. But I am not the sort of person who is going to trust a $94 million Kickstarter that's basically delivered nothing. So, hey! And, yeah, among the complaints were that that people were being hired and fired for ridiculous things and ridiculous reasons, like they're firing people because they don't have enough money to pay them, and then hiring people to like make up several imaginary space languages for the game. There's the accusation that they've spent more money making adverts than they have on the game and like promotional YouTube videos and stuff. Accusation they've spent more money hiring celebrity voice actors than they've spent making the game.
That sounds awful similar to another game that got kickstarted. They actually delivered a game out of it. So.
Well, no, the thing about Broken Age was that all the celebrities who are in it were basically there as like a personal favor. Double Fine. Yeah, but it still wasn't a good game at the end of it.
No.
It's
free next month on my Vita, maybe. No.
Play the first half and then just drop it. That's
I played
my
some
advice.
On the PC, so I'm like, don't really care.
Let me think. What else have they said? Incompetent leadership, obviously. Toxic working environment. All emails were just yelling and curse words and blaming people. Accusations that Chris Robert is incredibly arrogant. And basically won't let anyone disagree with him about anything.
That reminds me to talk about that GTA video.
It
sounds all
yes.
similar to that, doesn't it? Yes, we need to talk about that as well. Don't forget.
That his wife wouldn't hire a black girl. His wife said, "We aren't hiring her. We aren't hiring a black girl." That's pretty crazy.
Wow.
What's going
See,
on?
That could count as... It's libel if it's written, isn't it? If...
I mean,
if that turns out to just not be true, if they've got no evidence of that, that's fairly sizable.
The people who are saying it are saying all this stuff is in emails. I mean, obviously, the company can purge emails. Also, obviously, people can make their own backups of emails. But, I mean, I don't know how you would prove or not prove it. Sandy is very jealous. She has to be the queen bee at the company. I felt like I was in the presence of Cobra. Get on your bad side. Get on her bad side and... you're fired, etc., etc. And it just goes on. There's like three pages of this crap. It's amazing.
Yep.
How Chris Roberts had been using the money for other things, other projects.
They have other projects that they're working on?
They have like web development projects. And I think there was something about him like launching his own Kickstarter alternatives.
Bizarre. Wouldn't surprise me if you consider how much money Kickstarter must have taken out of that 90 million.
It's I didn't realize when you look on like Wikipedia for like, you know, Kickstarter games, how there's Star Citizen, which is like 90 million, and then the next one is like 5 million.
Yeah.
Like, it's so big. It's so fucking big. Like, it's genuinely got more money than a lot of AAA games.
It does,
AAA games.
Well, the Metal Gear Solid 5 cost $80 million. So that's your kind of comparison there, I guess.
And that's an expensive one as well.
I guess it's the first Kickstarter AAA game.
How much of that went to paying Snake's voice actor?
No one knows. Considering he doesn't actually say a great deal, probably not.
Yeah, but that face capture.
Maybe.
They paid him to grimace for hours on end.
They did. In fairness to Sutherland, when he actually talks, he's actually pretty good. It's pretty understated performance from him, in contrast to like everything that has gone in previous Metal Gear games. But we're getting off topic there.
David Hayter is. I prefer David Hayter anyway. He's fucking hilarious.
I think Hayter fits with the game's ridiculous hammy stories. To be honest,
it does.
He's not trying to play it 100% serious. Anyway, the point is that so that happened. I actually quite respect the escapist over this.
Well, they published it, so they must have some kind of faith in it.
Well, I respect that they've tried to cover things like this, and they also tried to cover that whole Gamergate shitstorm in a way that was at least...
This was published by Liz Finnegan, of course. She was part of Gamergate, and she got hired by Escapist because of it.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Yep.
That's interesting.
And, of course, Roberts calls this out in his call-out thing.
Oh, great. So now that they're going to drag Gamergate into this, that's wonderful. Yep.
You have no credibility.
Ethical journalism? This is a hit piece, is what they're saying.
Well, in fairness, at least they dragged it out about other things. So, yeah.
Well, we'll see where it goes when the court case settles.
Well, this is it, so that's going to be the interesting thing. If Escapists actually take it to court rather than just, like, pay them off, I guess that would be an interesting...
Yeah, I will be following that with intrigue, definitely.
We'll
You know it'll be some kind of stupid anticlimax or out-of-court settlement, or no one will even know what happened. And no one will ever find out whether the things Escapist published were even true. The best of us. Recently in video games, people are pissed off about Deus Ex Mankind Divided's pre-order campaign.
To the point where they cancelled it. Yeah, they got cancelled. Yeah.
I can't believe
What's the story about it?
They had this mental pre-order campaign where, like, the pre-orders were like a whole meta game where the more you, like, pay and the different ways which you can pre-order, you get to, like, customize.
And the more people pre-ordered, the more stuff you got.
Yeah, and you would customize you would augment your pre-order, which basically means you choose what content is in the game that you get.
God, that's so horrible. That sounds horrible. And it never works out well, like Dishonored or whatever. In Dishonored, like, if you had, like, all the different pre-order items, well, you couldn't get all the pre-order items, but, like, in the, like, Game of the Year edition where you did get all the pre-order items, you would, like, wake up in your room on the first day and have, like, a dozen different, like, little amulets and shit around you, all, like, making that humming sound, and so much gold in the room that, like, completely filled you up. It was so unbalanced.
Nice.
It's ridiculous. But, you know, they cancelled it, so whatever.
They cancelled it, so at least, that's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah, at least they're listening. I mean, of all the big publishers, Square Enix is probably the least evil. And it sounds really weird me saying that, considering all the bullshit they've done. But when you think EA, Ubisoft, Actibliz, what else?
Nintendo.
Well, yeah. They cancelled their reward scheme.
They have, but they're going to bring a new one in.
Yeah, they sent Moogle some CDs with like ending on it.
6 months or more of notice to actually get stuff. And then they put some really good stuff out on the store as well. So there were like statues and CDs and all sorts of stuff going on. Actually pretty good.
So what else happened? We're not going to talk
to the top 100 segment.
Ah, top 100, yes.
So I'll take this segment, I guess. So Edge Magazine... those arbitrators of adjudicators of taste in video games have put out a top 100 list. So these are the top 100 games of all time, right?
I saw it. They have Half-Life 2 on it instead of Half-Life. Fuck that shit.
No. First thing, we're going to, for people who haven't seen it, I'll post them 25 at a time. So the top 100 down to 76 is just pasted it. So have a quick look there and see what you think about that. See if there's anything that takes your fancy as shouldn't be there. Or should be there, as the case may be.
Fuck Spec Ops the line.
I like Bioshock. Don't care about anything else.
Bioshock's okay.
I'm not particularly annoyed so far, to be honest.
Nope. Pac-Man Champions Edition is also really good. R-Type Final is beautiful. Higher. I probably agree with that statement.
However, I'm going to say right now, Super Hexagon is really not that good a game.
Her story,
actually played Tearaway.
I didn't.
All five Vita owners. Oh, sorry, outdated
joke. Sorry, I'm 20% of that audience. Please don't bully. Please is pretty good. That's a good addition. WarioWare, I wouldn't put it in my top 100 list.
Also, okay, so, God Hand isn't on the list. Why isn't God Hand on the list?
So here is 75 to 51. See what you think about this?
Super Meat Boy is a terrible game.
You guys instantly...
I like Super Meat Boy, so I don't care about one. I don't
League
know if it belongs
Legends
in it. I don't
75.
Believe...
Rez shouldn't be on there. I mean, come on. The only reason why people like Rez is because it came with a fucking masturbation device.
Yes. Titanfall is on the list. Why? For what purpose?
League of
Limbo
Legends
Battlefield
4 like this.
Is on the list.
Infinite
Battlefield 4.
Not my favorite Castlevania game.
Well, it is a good game, though.
There should never be a Mass Effect on any of these lists.
I would argue that Counter-Strike Original is probably more worthy of being there than Counter-Strike Global.
Their quote with this list, by the way, was that they didn't want to put games on as a result of their historical impact. They only wanted to put them on as the result of what you should be playing right now.
Yeah, get the fuck out. Stanley Parable should never be on a list like this. It's not even a
Definitely
game.
Not.
You say the same about Her Story that's up at the top as well.
I would be a lot more mad about Mass Effect 2 if Vanquish weren't on the list, but it is.
So, here's 50 to 25.
Also, slightly wrong. Persona 4 is fucking terrible.
This is the point at which you start to see that people don't have a memory that lasts for more than 5 years.
Very much so.
Almost everything is from the last 5 years. And if you really think the last 5 years were an amazing set of years for video games, then you're probably 10.
Yeah, I hope so.
Are you kidding me? Skyrim is 24 positions ahead of Witcher 3. I mean, Witcher 3 is fucking superior in every way to Skyrim.
Rock Band 3? Okay, so I fucking love Rock Band, but seriously, it's not one of the 100 best games ever made.
I think there's probably an argument to say that a big multiplayer kind of group experience like Rock Band should be on there somewhere.
Fez is shit.
Again, I can see stuff like Splatoon and even Super Mario Mika, which came out a few weeks ago.
Super Mario Mima?
Yeah, so how can you tell if Super Mario Mima is that good or not? You probably haven't even finished playing it yet.
Yeah. I mean, it's not technically in of itself a game that you can be
rated. Far Cry
4?
No, there are levels in it that are pre-made that you can play.
That's
so
not
there
the
is
point,
there
though.
Is some very good level design inside it.
But are they the best Mario levels of all time?
I don't know. I can't really comment on that, but they are very good. I've got to say that. Whether that
Shadow of the Colossus
justifies.
Is good, but should it really be on a top 100 list?
The thing about
I think it should.
In top 100 lists, if you're making these things, you sit down, you go, okay, Shadow of the Colossus probably has to be on the list at some point.
Also, just want to point out, 32. In fact, 32, 31, and 30 offend
Destiny.
Me.
Holy
Destiny!
Holy
shit. Destiny that is there. Then
Please,
Link
no.
to the Past is there. So Zelda Link to the Past. And then Kerbal Space Program at 30. Kerbal Space Program is a better game than Zelda Link to the Past.
Depends what you're after out of a game. I know a lot of people who really, really love Kerbal Space Program, but it's basically only played by scientists and engineering students.
Yes. And Rusty.
Journey... Get the fuck off.
Hey, Rusty is like an... He's like a scientist.
Crazy. Okay, that makes
He's a motherfucking scientist.
He's trying to make anthropomorphic animals real.
He's Hodor.
Who makes these lists?
Right. Edge Magazine, apparently. So, and then
oh
here's,
my
the
God.
Top, here's the top 25. Or the top 24,
man.
Rather.
Oh, this is gonna hurt.
Here you go. Yeah, I did get them all.
Okay, Dark Souls, I mean, it's a good game, but it shouldn't be on top.
This list is, hang on, those Souls games, From Software, yeah, they started making games 4 years ago, didn't they? Yeah, put them on the list.
They're in with the kids right now, aren't they? Let's put that on.
Also, Ultra Street Fighter 4, come on. Third Strike, please, or Alpha 2, anything but Street Fighter 4.
Street Fighter 4 is right to put on the list.
EX 2 Plus.
Is Metal Gear Solid 5 the only Metal Gear on this list?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the worst Metal Gear game.
You'll play Metal Gear Solid 4, and then you'll be like, no, this is the worst
It's definitely the worst Metal Gear Solid story. Whether it's the worst game is a matter of debate.
Okay,
the gameplay elements are really good. But
well,
yeah. It's a shared last place before.
Yeah, but sandbox games, come on now.
I
really,
really don't like sandbox
Dark
games.
Dark Souls, Bloodborne, and Demon's Souls.
Yep. But notice that there's no other From Software games on this list anywhere. So apparently
From Software only started making games
4 years ago.
Well, to be fair,
the other Microsoft games aren't good.
Are they going to put Kingsfield on there? Let's be real here.
Also, Bayonetta 2 instead of Bayonetta 1. Really?
Bayonetta 2 is a better game. It's better to
There's
play.
A lot of things holding it back, from what I hear. I didn't actually play it, so whatever.
It's an exceptional game. It's not quite as good pacing-wise as Bayonetta 1, but the gameplay is much improved.
No, there's a lot of things that actually got removed from the gameplay.
Like?
Like everything in this twit longer.
So, wait, was this list made just yesterday, or when this...
This is made
November 2014.
It can't be November 2014. It's got a bunch of games that's much more recent on it.
No, I'm talking...
Oh, right. The twit longer, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, when was this list made?
Recently.
Okay.
Like, it's in the last edge, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, this month says September 28th is the post date.
There you go.
Okay.
I mean...
Well, I don't really have a very strong opinion. It's a fucking magazine, but, like...
Also, Eco shouldn't be in the list. Fuck Eco. The game is garbage.
No, actually, it's not. No, yes. I wouldn't say garbage. No.
Yes.
I wouldn't say garbage.
You should
Whether
say garbage.
Whether it's top 100 material is another matter entirely.
You should say garbage. It's an actually bad game.
Is F bound on the list at all?
Yes, yeah, it is. Number 60.
It's 60.
Yeah, okay,
which is way
60.
Too low.
Well, a lot of game journalists recognize that people like Earthbound, but they don't really get it, I think.
No.
And to be fair, Earthbound isn't a game that everybody gets. So, you know, for some people it's amazing, some people play it, they're just like, I don't understand. But that's, you know, so I don't really have a problem with that, but there's just dumb shit like Dota 2 being on there at all.
Dota 2 and League of Legends.
League of Legends being on there. People who play, okay, people in my house play League of Legends, but they don't like League of Legends. They simply acknowledge that they're addicted to it.
I had the exact same problem back in the day. I played a lot of League of Legends, but I fucking hated the game. And I still hate it so fucking much. It's literally one of the worst games I've played.
This seems more like a popularity list than it is
Wait. I just noticed they said no having two games from the same series, yet they have
Zelda,
Majora's Mask, Ocarina of Time, and Link to the Past.
Yep. And they're quite happy to have three Souls games as well.
They also have Mario 3D World and Mario Galaxy 2 on there, and Mario World.
Majora's Mask shouldn't be on the list, neither should
Ocarina of Time. I love these games, but they're not different series.
I just pronounced Mario like Mario, just because...
Mario.
Is there a Kirby game on this list? I bet the thing isn't.
Oh, I don't recall a Kirby game being on that
list.
There's
really good Kirby
games. Well, they're good Kirby games, but not that good.
Kirby's fucking awesome.
I'd probably put Kirby 64 in my top 100.
If your only criteria is what's the depth and what's the challenge, then there are no good Kirby games. But that is not the only criteria by which you judge
games.
But those
are the only criteria by which games are judged. So, no good Kirby games.
Should we not turn this into a philosophical argument? Because let's be honest here.
Because I'll win.
We could be arguing amongst ourselves, but wouldn't it be better to be complaining that Batman Arkham Knight is
at
59?
Yes, I know,
fuck
right?
Fuck that shit! No Batman games should be on the list. They are all horrible. Except for the NES one.
It's not even...
Well, you have a shit taste in video games, so
I
cares?
Really like the NES Batman.
Actually. The NES Batman's good.
Wait a minute.
Did you say... What about fucking Arkham Asylum?
Arkham Asylum.
Fuck
awesome.
That shit.
That game's awesome.
No, it isn't. It's horrible.
Yes, it is.
It's fucking two-button rhythm game.
Evil Legrand doesn't like it because it's not Devil May Cry. Wah!
It's not Devil May Cry. It's not God Hand. It's not Bayonetta.
It's
not fucking...
Anyway,
I think in
having this argument, we've done exactly what Edge wanted us to do by even bringing it up, because you know, these publications really wheel one of these out when they see their readership start to decline or whatever, or find that people aren't talking about them. They're like, oh, let's do a top 100. People will argue about that. Oh, we'll put League of Legends on there and Dota 2 on there, and then people will argue about which one is better.
Oh my god.
Because we don't really link to the article itself, so we've not given them any clicks.
What is the deal with these game journalists that don't, like, play games, practically? Isn't it their job?
Well, to be fair, if you do something for a job, are you also doing it for fun? No. Our next segment is... What is our next segment? Catsman's Conundrum!
Yay!
I hope you've all been thinking about the conundrum that I set you earlier.
Oh, I have so many answers to this.
You haven't told us what it is.
Basically, if you had at your disposal collection of game developers that you might want, and basically unlimited funds, and you were in complete creative control, what game would you have them make? Bonus points for it not being a sequel or a spin-off or something to do with an existing intellectual property.
Too easy. Basically, okay, multiplayer, online, third-person shooter, lots of different characters. They all have their own, like, movement gimmicks and whatever, their own, like, weapons and whatever, something like that. So, like, you have one dude who can bunny hop, one dude who can, like, do air dashes and shit, one dude who can, like, grapple to walls, maybe, one who can, like, wall run and stuff, and maybe one has, like, giant like projectiles or whatever, like they shoot like a giant fucking like ball of energy or some shit that moves slowly and some crap. Maybe you have one that shoots out like shields and crap that shield them and also push forward. Maybe you have one who's basically a Call of Duty fucking soldier for the kids. Maybe you have one that moves faster by rapidly tapping W on the ground to run or something.
Oh, God, no. Oh, you'd kill people's fingers.
So what you're talking about here is you'd quite like a third-person shooter-style multiplayer online battle arena game?
Get the fuck out. Honestly, I had this idea, and then Blizzard was like, hey, we're making Overwatch. And I was like, okay, this is kind of cute, but not quite what I had in mind. I mean, it's a bit simpler than I had in
Overstrick?
Mind.
Overwatch?
Okay, never mind. Yes. Overstrike or something
Overwatch.
Else.
Overstrike or something
and
very
then,
different, yes.
And then Cliffy B also decided to make Lawbreakers, and who else? Gearbox is making Battleborn or whatever.
Oh, well, it's Gearbox. It's got to be
Platinum
good.
Made, what was it, Anarchy Reigns, which was almost, but not
well,
quite.
Well, that's not a shooter, so yeah.
Yeah. Almost, but not quite.
That's a reasonable answer that I would expect from Chris. And if it came out, I would probably give it a try, to be honest.
Another idea that I had a long time ago was basically a beat-em-up game featuring some dude who has, like, rocket knees. You could say sort of like Vanquish or whatever. And, like, you know one of those, like, squirrel wingsuit things you can, like, fly on? So he's both of those, pretty much, can boost around and glide around, and he fights on top of the wings of planes, giant planes. And beats up enemy dudes who fight him and shit. And I literally made a film about this. It was my thesis film for college.
Me?
Did you get a good grade?
No, but I passed.
Oh, that's okay,
I
mean, then.
The reason why I didn't get a good grade was other reasons. I put it off and did the entire thing in the last month.
Ooh.
Oh, well. That sounds familiar.
It still came out pretty good. And unlike other people who worked the entire year, I actually finished it.
Well, I guess I'll talk about me. So you already know that I make shit games.
what do you mean shit? They're fucking great.
9/11 Dog is a masterpiece. I know what you're talking about.
I've got a few projects that I really want to start, one of which is a Max Hyperdrive RPG. I kind of had the idea for a turn-based RPG that works kind of in a similar way to a card game, whereby instead of getting like traditional experience and getting traditional abilities, you basically get a constant stream of cards from battling with enemies, and then those cards might have permanent or temporary or one use only buffs, debuffs, special abilities that you can then assign to characters that you have, and you can have an inventory of those cards, and you can gain cards in various ways, and you can augment cards with other cards. And you know, I think something with a lot of possibilities, something that was almost not quite, but almost sort of a deck building type game that played in an RPG would be cool, because I've not seen that done before. And you know, there's indie RPGs are really popular, but nobody ever does that. Well, actually, Undertale is probably doing some different things, but I haven't played that yet.
Hand of Fate, which is kind of like that.
But also, I think, you know, Max Hyperdrive, come on, the Max Hyperdrive extended universe. People must know the genius that is the Max Hyperdrive Extended Universe.
Of course. The Adventures of Dog.
Yeah, exactly. It's got very deep lore. But yeah, I've got a bunch of ideas for games that I want to make, but I continue working on them at the current rate that I'm making games, I probably won't finish all of them before I'm dead. So that is unfortunate.
This one's a freebie.
But
I got another one with like an RPG or some shit. Basically combine the Penny Arcade RPG with Paper Mario or Mario RPG. So you have timed hits and you have like the whole real-time ATB system or whatever that Penny Arcade RPG had going on.
I don't know what the paper Penny Arcade shit was.
Okay, basically, Penny Arcade RPG, basically the way that it worked was you have three characters and they all have three attacks. And like they fill up in order. Like first fills up your items, then your attacks, then your special attack or whatever. And so if you... and you have like your mouse and you can choose which character does an attack or whatever, and during their attack animation you can choose menu options with the other characters. So if you do an attack with one character and then queue up an attack with another character, then then it will automatically follow into the next character's attack without giving the enemy a chance to attack. So you're doing, so you're trying to like constantly line up and stall for time for all these different things to try to keep the combo alive, kind of, to keep attacking the enemies. And then in Paper Mario, you also have the timed hits and stuff, which Penny Arcade didn't really have. So it's just like a crazy QTE mess or whatever of trying to string along this combo and shit. And that'd be really fun or something. I guess you have to play it to figure out how that works.
Let me see, what else? I think a lot of, in general, I would like to make... and I've got a few ideas that I'll probably be prototyping at some point, but games with more emergent properties, games with more mechanics that interact with one another in interesting ways,
like
games that incorporate puzzle elements as well, and that use the same mechanics in their puzzle elements as they do in their action elements. So I had an idea for a top-down shooter with kind of guns that can be used both in combat and also in puzzle solving, and that have all of these interesting properties, that like rules that govern how the projectiles move and how the gun fires and what happens when it collides with something. And I don't think people are making top-down shooter games anymore, and that's a shame because they're really good.
Top-down shooters are lovely.
Love it. I love it. What's your idea, Moogle? What would you like
really
to see made?
I've never been a particularly creative person, so the kind of question is a bit of a null point for me. I love Metroidvania games, so more Metroidvania games would be lovely. But that's about the only thing that I would really just like to see more of in games, to be honest.
So you would make a Metroidvania?
Yes. Not in the style of Castlevania, though, as in
the,
in
like, the
more
style
like
of
a Metroid
Super Metroid.
More in the style of Metroid, yes, than Metroidvania. Yeah, I don't really have too much to say about that, really. More games with like hand-drawn 2D work would be lovely, because King of Fighters 13 is a lovely-looking game, and they go into 3D, and I'm just sad.
I didn't know they were going into 3D.
I know they can't afford it, because it's really expensive to do, and it takes so long to do. But
hand-drawn 2D. People underestimate how expensive hand-drawn 2D is. It always annoys me when people are like, why aren't all indie games hand-drawn 2D?
You've got to animate each frame, and you've got to draw each frame. Oh, it must be horrifying to do, but it's... yeah, I'd like to see more of those. So if you had like lots and lots of money to just do stuff with, then yeah, more of that would be pleasant. Or another classic Castlevania game, since I've been into that a lot recently. That's been fun.
Or a classic Castlevania style game that perhaps doesn't have some of the points of Castlevania that I personally find to be slightly objectionable.
Like, for example? I've never heard your opinions on Castlevania Classic, so I'm interested to...
First off, everything is 50% faster. Second off...
You'd like everything to be faster.
Yeah. Second off, you can control the arc of your jump.
You can do that in many classic Castlevania games.
You can do it in... Well, basically, then Super Castlevania-like movement instead of Castlevania 3-like movement.
Okay,
I would be in favor
of. And you should try in Chronicles, by the way.
I probably should.
It's the hardest game I've played in a long, 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 long time.
I'd like to see a game with 2D pixel art, but with proper lighting.
I agree.
Perhaps with... Because if it's 2D, you could probably do things like ray casting and other really fancy lighting shit.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool. Ampy Man, you haven't said anything.
I just want a good wrestling game. Can I have that?
No,
it will never happen.
That's beyond the abilities of even a huge team of the best game.
A good wrestling game for PC.
Yeah,
play Beowulf and Skullgirls.
Give me a wrestling game that's fun to play and highly customizable, and that's all I ask. Because there are no games like that.
There aren't any of those. They don't have that.
I mean, are there any wrestling games that are fun to play? I don't really know that much about wrestling games.
There's Fire Pro Wrestling on PS2, which is a Japanese game, but yes. They just have like ripoffs of American wrestlers in it. So, and then there is I'm a fan of the N64 wrestling WWF No Mercy. I'm a big fan of Big Diggity Dog, and WCW NWO World Tour is also very good. Actually, no, Revenge is better. So there's a couple of ones on N64, both made by AKI. The people making WWE games now are yooks, and they are fucking terrible. They can't even make games that work properly. They're super buggy, just barely working games. And they keep taking features out just to add them in the next year's game. It's fucking, you're running the mill like a yearly sports game now, even though
you still
wrestling games have the possibility to be fun. So
I mean, imagine a wrestling game on PC with Steam Workshop integration and just tons of people making stuff for it.
Yep, that's what I want.
Never gonna happen.
That's my dream game.
Nope, never gonna happen.
Because the first thing that happens is I put Hulk Hogan in and then everyone will get pissy with them. So, can't have Hulk Hogan anymore.
It doesn't have to be a WWE game. It can be a generic wrestling game.
Then
people
can just
add WWE stuff in it. That's fine.
I'm surprised no one's really done that yet, to be honest with you.
There is a wrestling game coming out called Pro Wrestling X. I don't know how that's going to turn out. It's still in development. Anyway, enough about that. I doubt any of our listeners care about wrestling games except me, so.
No.
But if any of you do, shout out.
I'm personally invested from listening to you.
I guess a 2D hand-drawn sprite, like a traditional 2D beat-em-up would be nice. Like Final Fight, Streets of Rage, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I miss those.
And all the enemies have unique names. I like that those old games.
Oh, yeah.
Still have names.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
In general, I think there's not enough games, in my opinion, that have tragicomedy stories. Tragicomedy, I love it. Or even a dark comedy. There's not really that many dark comedy video games. To be honest, there's not really many video games that are very funny anymore.
No.
That's kind of a shame.
Play Undertale.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry. I think there are a lot of games that miss out on emergence. I think there are a lot of games that don't have good soundtracks. You know, everyone's heard that before.
Yeah, soundtracks Western studios don't really place that much on the soundtrack anymore, I think, but...
That's a shame, really.
I don't even think Eastern Studios place that much emphasis on that.
Hey, we did get Metal
Gear
Rising.
Some of them do. Nintendo still do. Nintendo definitely still do. But,
And we just got Undertale, which is a great soundtrack.
True. Also true.
But I wish people were going in directions that hadn't been gone before with soundtracks. Like, there's a lot of research right now going into computer-generated music.
Mm.
But I think having computer-generated music where the soundtrack can evolve with like a genetic algorithm where it can change, because that's something that you can only do in video games. And so I think people should be, just in general, more exploring things that they can only do in video games.
It costs money and it's risky and people won't care because nobody cares about video game music anymore, yada, yada, yada.
Shame. There's lots of stuff you can only do in video games that people aren't doing.
I know. Decent AI, for example. Why?
Yeah, that's never gonna happen.
The trouble is that people aren't creative enough with gameplay mechanics in the first place to make decent AI.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not an issue with like how hard it is to craft AI. It's more an issue with how uncreative people are with mechanics in the first place. Because making a good AI is really about thinking about like what counters the different player abilities. What limits the player's options, but also gives them ways to manipulate the AI, and that's not a thing which most people come at games looking at.
I think you've still got a lot to do with AIs and things like strategy games, and I don't think they're really doing much with them. And I don't think it's just a mechanical issue, because you have people exploring kind of mechanics in RTS games, but still not convinced that we're doing all we can do.
RTS AI has never really been there, but then I never play RTS games in order to play them with the computer, so it's
no, that's true.
Neither hither nor thither for me.
Neither
really.
Hither nor thither.
Yeah.
Quite so.
I think... multitasking is not an element of modern games. I think there's too many modern games that feature just only ever focusing on one particular thing at once, one weapon, one ability, one enemy type, etc.
I think that kind of goes away if you get to high level strategy games, for example. But I don't know. It's up in the air, I think.
Anyway, that's that question. That was all right. That wasn't a terrible question. That was definitely better than, did you know anyone who played Yoshi when they were a kid who turned out to be gay? We're going to talk about...
Here's what you could have had.
Sorry. Guess you won't be getting that conundrum.
Oh, well.
So we have two things left. We have the movie that we watched.
Oh, yes.
Everdoc, did you watch that?
No.
Okay, so we only have three people here who watched that. So we watched a movie about Harry... Well, not a movie. We watched a BBC drama about Harry Potter, who magically makes video games out of thin air and has arguments with his brother.
Oh, yeah.
That movie...
Did you hear about it? Did you hear complaining about it that people did?
Only a tiny bit.
Oh, well, yeah. There's plenty of complaining. So it stars
Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter. And who's the other guy who's in it? He's quite famous.
Bill Paxton.
What's he been in? He's been in things
many
that
things.
Good.
He's been presumably. In many things that are good, yes.
Probably one of these I don't really notice.
Regardless, yeah.
Holy shit! He was in Spy Kids 3D.
He was in many things.
What? Who?
Bill Paxton.
Yeah. Bill Paxton was in fucking... He was an alien, and now he was
He was
in
an
movie.
Alien?
Yeah,
shit!
He was.
How
he
do was... you... Oh,
Game that... Over, man. Oh, he was
Wait,
in
he
Aliens.
Was... Oh, he was in Aliens. Well, that's not as good. That's not as much of a pedigree,
awesome.
In my opinion.
And shit, fucking Harry Potter was in Harry Potter, and now he's in this, which is even more like...
Harry Potter's... Well, yeah. Well,
they're not great movies, but they were huge movies. Like,
so, the idea behind the BBC drama... is that they get Harry Potter with a kind of weird, patchy, kind of glued-on-looking beard. Even though I don't think it's a patchy... I don't think it's glued on, it just looks like it, because he can't grow a beard. Yep. And then they've got Bill Paxton as a kind of quintessential all-American lawyer, Jack Thompson. And they are trying to represent the kind of drama of Grand Theft Auto's development and stuff happening with that and their clashes with Jack Thompson in a way that portrays both characters as assholes, I think.
Well,
maybe that
BBC
wasn't their intention.
Are very well known for their impartiality, so if the only way to be neutral is to make everyone look shit, then let's do it.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I don't think they ever tried to make Jack Thompson look like he was morally correct, but they did things like, oh, his son got bullied at school because of Jack Thompson's, like, legal career, and, like, you know...
I would bully him.
You would bully Jack Thompson's son?
Yes.
But think about it. Jack Thompson's son, his father, right, is Jack Thompson. I think, personally, that's punishment enough. And then, yeah, it's a really weird drama. It's not very well written. The characters don't really talk like they're real people.
We need a new engine. I'm sick of using Renderware. A, continues to use Renderware. B, they have an engine present in the next scene. Still mad.
The process of game development is represented completely ridiculously.
Of course it is.
There's
but...
nobody has like meetings where they discuss what they think would be better. Nobody is shown to be actually implementing anything. Animators are shown to be animating 3D models by typing at their keyboards.
Yeah. Oh no!
In fairness to the film, it isn't a film about video game development. It's a film about the conflict between video game creators and moral crusaders. That's what it's about.
But even
so, they weren't setting out to do it accurately, although they really should have done.
Even that aspect of it was just nonsensical because the two characters never actually met except once in the street.
They were passing ships in the night.
Yeah, so there's no real conflict there. Thompson's all of his court cases basically get thrown out, and he's considered not really to have won anything, and neither is Harry Potter, even though he made a lot of money, because a lot of the movie seems to spend a lot of the drama spends a lot of time dwelling over his deteriorating relationship with his like brother,
his development team,
and his development team in general, yes. who he's kind of a tyrant for.
Yes.
And that's really not interesting at all, and it's kind of awkward and not very entertaining.
It does a number of things wrong. It was created as part of a kind of like a month-long odd season that BBC are doing about like digital, so like modernized computing industries, the tech industry, and they did it as part of that, and I think it was just kind of thematically off the mark quite a lot, because they're not talking about the tech side of things, no. They're talking about the sociological side of things, and it just didn't gel well, ultimately.
And
just a little bit silly.
It just comes across as really out of date, because all of this drama happened so many years ago.
Yes.
It's not like hitting an issue that's even vaguely contemporary, and it's not hitting an issue that people are even arguing about anymore, so it's like, what is even the point?
Well, people are arguing about it, just in different contexts.
Yeah.
Well, who's arguing about
if it's if the argument
come on,
is
Gamergate
about censorship,
just happened.
Yeah,
if
but that's not about violent video games.
No, but it's about the possibility
about
of censorship as a result of moral crusaders, regardless of what you realistically say.
I'm not even sure if it's about anything.
I don't know. It's about many different things.
It's a combination of very complicated different arguments that very many groups of people have been typing away at for God knows how long now.
So
but anyway, I mean, it would be much more entertaining if they'd produced a Gamergate drama.
Well, yeah.
Actually, when we were watching the movie, like, I was about to ask, how long do you think it'll make a movie about Gamergate? But I changed my mind because I didn't want to talk about Gamergate. Yeah. So.
It'll be like 7 years, and it'll come out, and it'll be shit, and no one will care anymore. So.
Oh, they already did like an episode of that on CIS or something.
Yes, I thought that was hilarious.
They have it with Lord Special Victims Unit, I think.
That was it, sorry.
Yeah, I think it was that. It was quite entertaining. There were some good memes that came out of it, Happy Man!
Fuck off, don't...
Happy Man, why do you hate memes? Memes are great.
He doesn't like geek jokes.
The memes,
he just doesn't
like
them.
Hey, but I'm a fan of geek jokes.
Yeah, they are not memes.
Jokes are memes.
Jokes are not memes.
Of course not.
Memes are a whole beast of their own.
I see.
Quiet, meme master. We will discuss this at another time.
Yes. Yes, we shall.
In conclusion... I wish
entertaining to watch, but don't really read anything too much.
It was entertaining.
Oh, yeah,
and there's a street scene in which Harry Potter goes to like a ghetto somewhere in America, and he puts on all these ridiculous clothes, and then he like swaggers about, and then a guy comes up to him and starts threatening him, and then his like tour guide butts in and goes, "These are Rockstar Games, the creators of Grand Theft Auto," and then the guy's like, "Oh man, Grand Theft Auto, I love that game." And stops threatening Harry Potter.
And ask, can I be in the game? And they're like, yeah, of course, absolutely, whatever you want, mate.
Oh, did we talk about the best scene in the movie, which is right at the end?
Yes, the ending scene.
Where
his entire life has fallen apart, his relationship with his best friend has deteriorated to the point where his best friend has left Rockstar Games completely. So what happens, Happy?
Well, he walks out in the streets and he stops from the cars, and then he steals a car and drives off, and the scene like shifts to computer graphics from the real, like from
no.
It shifts from real world to computer graphics, and it shows him driving around in the game.
Hitting people with a car and being chased by police and
stupid.
I was about to say, towards the last 30 minutes of the movie, I was like, well, last 20 minutes, okay, this movie is not getting as funny as it was at some part in the beginning.
Yeah. It stops being cringeworthily funny and stupid.
And then just the greatest scene in the movie comes right at the end, where it fucking turns into
like,
the video game.
You can't make a movie about that and have, like, any type of message. I swear. You can't do it without doing a message of some kind.
The
message is gonna be shit.
The BBC don't care about that, because what the BBC do is they're impartial about everything. And you may not appreciate this because you're American, you don't have the BBC properly where you are, but the whole point of the BBC is that they are taxpayer funded, and thus they must appeal to all taxpayers all at once with any political messaging that they do.
Someone bring Darren Brown back on. He was fun.
So they had that, and it was an entertaining little film, but message-wise, it didn't really...
It was just muddled, basically.
I mean, it does point out that technically Jack Thompson did win, because law started to be introduced that prohibited the sale of video games to children if they were above a certain rating, which is absolutely fair enough, and we take that for granted.
We should have been there to begin with.
Mostly because we had that already over in this country. But apparently it wasn't over in all states in America, so towards the end of the film, they're like, oh, look, California has done it so that you can't sell violent video games to minors. Yeah, a victory for common sense.
I mean, it's not even a matter of law or whatever. I mean, if you ask in a store, they will check your ID because it's a store policy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want these dumb complaints or
I
whatever.
I think the problem is, at the time, that wasn't necessarily a given. That wasn't necessarily always the case. Because they weren't forced to, and because the perception is that they would get more money by not doing so, there wasn't a law in place that forced them to do so. So that's what they did.
Nah, it's been the case for a very long time, since I was underage.
I bought violent video games when I was a kid, yeah. Of course, as you can see, I turned out totally fine.
Cue picture of that. Of you in that party with everyone else around you.
I was just
giving them the murder face.
I was having that fun at a party, but I think someone was playing, like, I don't know, like, Avenged Sevenfold on their hi-fi.
What the fuck?
I know,
Help
I know.
Me.
Don't worry, I got,
like Avenged Sevenfold.
I got rid of it, don't worry. I got rid of the problem.
Happy, do you remember when we started singing last time at the meetup? Which song was it?
Was it BYOB?
I think it was...
What, on Rock Band or what?
It was on Rock Band, yeah.
No, it was Feel Good Inc.
No, that wasn't the one, which he did sing in that one. He also did System of a Down BYOB, and he screamed.
What?
Do you not remember
this?
No,
that must have been the other meetup that I wasn't on, because I don't remember that.
Oh, he definitely did that at one of the meetups, I'm sorry. He did, one of those.
That sounds pretty funny, actually.
Maybe he was just too drunk to remember, because I think the only time we really played it was the last time we visited.
BYOB is not a Rock Band, it's on fucking Guitar World Tour.
No, it is in Rock Band.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's one of the later ones. I swear you were there.
Anyway.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Does anyone have any other thing that they would like to bring up? Is there anything we've forgotten? Because we always forget things. We haven't done any Kickstarters.
Apparently, Yu Suzuki wants more money for... he says, I could do with more money for Shenmue. And also, Shenmue 3 is not going to be the last game.
Well, I could do with more money.
Serious?
I could do it for Shenmue.
This is an article from today, so it's here. They're like, yeah.
Didn't you like... Okay, wasn't the Kickstarter just like to show that people were interested in it? Then he got like a huge investment from a ton of actual people?
Yeah, it's being paid for by Sony for it appearing on the PS4, and it's also being paid for by... Who else is paying for it? I'm not sure.
Many people.
I think there are investors in it. I mean, at least he's transparent about the fact that Kickstarter's not the only source of money, but then you'd have to be stupid if a Kickstarter project says, Kickstarter isn't our only source of money, and then you pay them for something that they... It's like, why? Ridiculous. Anyway, oh no, the Kickstarter I wanted to talk about has been taken off Kickstarter. Hold up, let me see if I got... there's an archive of it anywhere. It was a... Kickstarter about a video game museum. Anybody see this one? $35,000 dollars rather.
Video game museums.
Yeah, but this was a not going to be able to view it. Oh no! Oh no! Google Cache, save me. Okay, Google Cache has kind of saved me.
Why has Google Cache saved you?
This is the best I can give you because it's been cached on Google.
What is this?
It's a video game museum by Perry. Want to build a place where people can explore the past years of gaming, from consoles to arcades to handheld devices. Right now, I need money to gather all retro consoles and games, and moving forward,
just wants money to buy video games.
I will need much more for arcade machines, a building, so people like yourselves can come have fun with these retro games, and we don't forget the thousands of games and keep history alive. If we go past my target amount and hit around $500,000, I see little or no obstacles in my way to achieve this goal. $500?
Yeah, with $500,000, I don't think that anything could stop me either.
There's a good case that there needs to be something like this somewhere in the world. I'll give them that, because eventually people are going to stop selling digital games, people are going to stop, so the cartridges are going to degrade if they're not maintained properly, the arcade machines, the art will get lost.
That's why we emulate.
Archive.org has actually started a big effort to take things like DOS games, old computer games, and retro games, and like keep them in an archive, and...
There are things that you can't replicate. I say you can't replicate. You can put like banners on the screen. You can put like borders around your screen, but that's not the arcade machine.
Well, that point. But
I don't give a shit.
Well, you don't have to.
The physical machine.
The whole point of the museum is that you retain the original article, not that you copy it and do it a different way.
But stuff's always going to get lost. That's the point. Physical things are always going to get lost.
The point is that with a museum or something like that, you minimize the amount that gets lost.
You just keep the most important stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it's more important that in the digital age, I can't believe I just said the phrase the digital age. It's such a stupid phrase.
Nice.
But that we preserve digital information and make sure that we're always... The old information from 30, 40 years ago is still in formats that we can access and is still able to be decoded, and we have emulators for old CPUs and stuff. Because otherwise that stuff will be completely unusable and lost forever.
I mean, considering that many video game companies delete all the source code to their games, many people...
Or just lose it. Hello, Konami.
Or just lose it.
Hello, Sega.
There is a good argument that some of this stuff, or all of this stuff, should be being archived somewhere.
Yeah.
Where people can look at it, play with it, do things with it. And yeah. If only for posterity purposes.
But
this is why whenever I went to EGX, the Eurogamer Expo, I would spend way more time in the retro areas than I would in the actual main game areas, because I wasn't interested in most of the new games, but I wanted to see like the arcade machines and all the other stuff they had.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh well.
But not this guy with his weird mustache and his $500 custom t-shirts and $1,000 custom Nintendo 64s. Which only has 15 of.
Yes. But oh well, I mean, yeah. One day all these things are going to degrade if they're not taken care of appropriately. And centralizing them makes a deal of sense in some respects.
One day they're all going to degrade regardless.
Oh, granted, but you can... What's the word I'm looking for? Don't know what it is. You can stop it from going so quickly. You can maintain it. You can do things to halt the aging.
People keep telling me that they found Nefertiti, but they're fucking full of shit. They haven't found Nefertiti. Anyway, the next one. Phil needs an Xbox One.
That's nice.
Phil Nutter, who has 834 Facebook friends.
His name is Nutter?
What? What's wrong with that?
It is legitimate...
Absolute madman.
Okay, I thought that was like an insult. Like, are you nutter?
No, it is also an insult in that if you say, are you a nutter, it's like, are you insane? Are you crazy? But it's also a surname, as it turns out.
But so Phil the Nutter needs an Xbox One. He's been faced with an uphill struggle to save up his money. A friend obviously suggested to him as a way of making fun of him that he started a crowdfunding page.
It worked forever, Dark. It can work for you.
A friend suggested that I start a crowdfunding page so you, my friends, could buy an Xbox One for me. A stretch goal is the Pip-Boy edition of Fallout 4.
Oh my god. Oh my goodness. Deary me.
If he gets £25, which is, by the way, not enough to get an Xbox, but if people give him £25, then he will have a pizza party in your honor.
Nice.
If he gets them, but in their honor.
Yeah. If you donate £25, he'll have a pizza party. He'll do it. You'll be on the guest list for this pizza party. Unfortunately, the deadline for that's passed because it's September 2015.
Oh, what a shame.
If you donate £50, you will receive your very own Mr. Nutsy Butler, who will tell science jokes on your request.
Nice.
And for £100, he will change his gamer tag to whatever you want.
Long as it's not racist.
Yeah. As long as it's not racist. I don't understand what it is with... to be fair, it doesn't really happen on Kickstarter. It's entirely Indiegogo. People will be like, I really want a holiday. And then they'll just make an Indiegogo, like, you know, buy Raymond...
Because perhaps someone will be
Milwaukee,
stupid enough to do so.
A holiday. Also, why does he want an Xbox One?
Who can say?
Well,
Maybe he really likes Halo.
No taste.
I could go.
You pre-ordered the game of the year yet? Todd Howard's going to be very disappointed if you don't.
I have not pre-ordered the game of the year yet.
Let me find the angry Todd Howard face. I've got to find it. It is my favorite thing at the moment.
Now there should be a Todd Howard documentary where they're like, hey guys, we should stop using Gamebryo, and Todd Howard's like, no, like the opposite of the Harry Potter one.
It's
yeah,
my favorite threads on 4chan at the moment are that. It's the only ones I really look at.
Is it Gamebryo?
It is Gamebryo.
It's fucking Gamebryo. Don't fucking sugarcoat it, guys.
I remember Gamebryo from all of my favorite games, like Sonic Heroes.
What? That used... Oh my god.
Sonic Heroes uses the same game engine that Fallout 4 is going to use.
Sonic Heroes is not a particularly great game.
Sonic Heroes was terrible. It was just bad movement and pitfalls the whole game.
Related.
Honestly, Gamebryo...
Okay.
Honestly, Gamebryo probably isn't that bad, it's just that they suck at quality assurance.
Yes, they
True.
Do.
True.
Yes, they do.
That's all the topics we have, I think.
I mean, like, half the mods for, Skyrim, Oblivion, whatever, basically are just them fixing shit that was improperly implemented.
This is why I will have to seriously... I actually don't mind my first, I don't know, like 40 hours of Fallout or whatever, or Skyrim or whatever, because I actually don't mind exploring the world. It's when I actually get to the meat of the game, like doing quests and listening to their writing, that I just go, just don't care. I actually just don't care. You're bad at writing. You're bad at creating interesting things to do on quests for the most part. I'm going to fuck off now. So
it depends what you want, I guess, you know?
It does depend what you want. I just think they're particularly bad at... they're good at... They're often okay at world design and then just shitty at individual little chunks of game design. Just a little bit dull. Oh, well... I take it we discussed before the fact that Resident Evil 2 is getting a remake, which I'm really happy about.
It's news to me, or maybe I've been told it and forgotten.
It's coming out in like 2018 or something stupid, because they're going to have to make it all from scratch. Should be entertaining. I'm hoping they fix some of the issues with the game. Like some of the pacing, the difficulty being way too low in the original, and the fact that there are pretty much no puzzles in the game of any consequence.
Remakes.
I'm hoping they fix some of those things.
I'm not against remakes. You know my opinion on remakes.
I don't particularly like remasters, but remakes I'm okay with. Because I've had some good fun with remakes. Metroid Zero Mission is lovely.
Yes, man. What about... I was about to say Metroid
Zero Mission. Metroid Zero Mission is wonderful. There are things like... Castlevania Chronicles is very good as a remake. I've got no major issues with remakes, if they're done well, if they actually go back and have a think about what they did with the original game and then try and make it better.
I will accept that.
The Resident Evil remake, of course, being the obvious one, where they did exactly that. Because they added so much to that game. They added extra difficulties, they added invisible enemy mode, more characters, more sections of the game. It's lovely. I can praise Resident Evil Remake for a long, long time.
Well, shall we end it all?
Yes, let's kill ourselves now.
Okay, good. That guy who posted that comment on the 50th podcast finally gets his wish. How about an outro now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not for me, I'm too sleepy.
Not for you. Okay. This has been Gentlemen Discussing Video. And we were coming at you live from what location?
Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
Truth or Consequences in New Mexico. Thanks to everyone for being here. Thanks to you. Yes, you, the listener, for listening. And you can catch us, as always, on lunchtime.org.uk and gazioparty.com. If gazioparty.com still exists by the time this goes out. All right, ta-ra.
God damn it.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Also, we didn't fit this into the podcast, but we should mention for those of listeners who live in Worcester, from the Worcester News, parking fine man has been given a refund. A motorist has received a refund for a parking penalty that he believes was falsified.
No,
Why is this pigeon pink?
Please tell the Worcester News if you know why that pigeon was pink.
Why is this pigeon pink? A good question. I would guess it's been the victim of some graffiti. I would guess.
Someone's been spraying something onto the wall and
parking
the pigeon's
fine
just
man
been there.
Is given a refund.